Значи ќе бидам обичен. Јас сум Роботек, а вие слушате Крос Радио.
Здраво Крос Територио. Влеговте во просторот на Македонија, Скопје по 304-ти пат за да го проследите ово неделното издание на Крос. Во него одвојуваме простор за предстојниот концерт на Нувел Ваг во Скопје, кој ќе се одржи во универзалната сала во понеделник на 17 декември. Пред околу месец дена во Париз Васил Дјуровски разговараше со лидерот на бендот Марк Колен. Пред да чуеме што ексклузивно за Крос изјави Марк, одиме со Поган Паган, кој се предгрупа на концертот за Нувел Ваг во Скопје. Attack the Key Sustained Release е она што во продолжение го слушаме.
To Cross Radio.
Марк Колен од Нувел Ваг е гостин на Скопскиот Крос. Го прашуваме што прави во моментиве.
Oh, lots of things. I'm just working on the soundtrack for an American indie movie
kind of science fiction movie, so I'm very excited about that. But I have to deliver all the music before February, so I really have to work on it. And also I'm preparing a new project that is called Hollywood Mon Amour. It's about covering songs from the 80s movies. So it's a kind of same thing than Nouvelle Vague. And it will be released, I think, in April. So I'm really doing the final little touch about the graphism and the mastering and all of things like that, yeah.
Kako pak dojde do idejata za Nouvelle Vague?
It's a long story, it's a complex story, it's just that after having doing a lot of different things, I was a new wave fan when I was young, and after I just discovered a lot of different music, but I became also a composer myself and producer also myself. So it's true that when I listen to a song now, I can't, you know, really analyze it, saying, okay, oh, it was a good song. So I realized recently that those bands like Joy Division, like Sisters of Mercy, finally they have written beautiful songs. Despite they were punk, I mean, they know only one or two chords, but they have really written beautiful songs. So it gave me this idea that if you only keep the skeleton of the song, I mean, the lyrics and the melody, you can have really, really beautiful songs. So I just imagine a whole project about that, to call girls to sing it, and to do something totally different than Bossa Nova for the first album.
Дали смяташ дека е тренд да направиш кавер бенд во последно време?
I don't know. I think to do covers, for example, in jazz or classical music, it's really something that everybody is used to. In pop, it wasn't so often. But now I think, yeah, it's really coming, and there's a lot of people also from jazz who are doing covers of the Beatles, of ABBA, of the Rolling Stones, I don't know, you know. So I think, yeah, pop, the pop world is really actually discover that we can do a lot of things with all this musical culture and trying to imagine some new arrangement on old songs and things like this.
Како си задоволен од начинот на кој што медиумите и публиката ги прими двата албуми на Nouvelle Vague?
I'm quite happy. I think that they really understood well the first and the second album. But it depends sometimes on the territories. In France, for example, the press we got very better feedback on the second album. Like you said, lots of people said, okay, the first album was really like a gimmickal thing in a way, but on this one it's really more serious in a way, and it's deep. And so that's why I'm thinking too. But in some other territories, like maybe in America, they thought that, yeah, maybe it's what I really don't like is that when I read some criticism that said that there's absolutely nothing new, that it's the same recipe than the first album, that we just do the same again and again. Because I don't think it's true. I think I really just try to do something really different. And I think if you compare the some tracks, some voice and some arrangements, and the first album, it's really different. So, yeah, and the audience, I must say that we are very happy. I never met people at a concert or something saying, "Oh yeah, I was a big fan of your first album, but really I don't like the band à part." I never met someone like this. So maybe there are, but now when we played our shows, we can see that even now sometimes there are better reaction on songs from Band à part than on the first album. Like when we are playing "Dance with Me" in the introduction, or "Dancing with Myself," all the people are singing and say, "Wow!" Even more than when we play "Guns of Brixton" or "Go Forest" or something like this. So yeah, I'm quite happy with that also. Now we will see with the next one.
Кои се следните планови?
Plan is to go. Could still going on tour with Nouvelle Vague in 2008. We will start with 1 month in UK, and after we're going to Australia and New Zealand, and after I think we will come back to Poland, Eastern Europe. So it's never end, like, and I have almost finished a new album of Nouvelle Vague. So I think it will be released in maybe October or something like this. Yeah. So a lot of and we're gonna do a new show for the next year. So I mean that if you come back to the show in Belgrade, you will not see the same that we will do in Skopje. Yeah. Different singers and different songs. Preparation, no, because we used to do the same show almost everywhere. But expectation, yeah, I think it will be really, really special evening because, as I told you, I really feel a lot of interest, a lot of expectation about this show because I did a lot of interviews and because it's a very small country, you know, so... Yeah, so and so I think it will be sold out and people will be very warm. So I hope I'm hoping I'm quite sure it will be a great evening. Yeah.
Нувелак последните два албуми дебитантскиот и Band Apart гостуваат во Скопје на 17 декември. Се надеваме на добро шоу. За крај ја слушаме Израел. Чао од Скопје.
Eisbären müssen nie weinen.